From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Politically speaking, California is a deep blue state. In the state legislature, Democrats run the place. They have a super majority. And that means they have enormous weight and influence when it comes to bills that become law. On the other side, California Republicans tend to be more moderate. They are a small group, a super minority. And although they are vocal and they do challenge Democrats, but it is a very steep climb to pass and ultimately to block bills. A new investigation looks into the voting records of state lawmakers, which finds that it is far from just casting a no or a yes vote. They found that California Democrats can kill bills without voting against them. In fact, instead of voting against a bill, the data shows that legislators are more likely to not vote at all. That is just one of several interesting pieces of data that you can find in CalMatters' newly released platform. It's called Digital Democracy. CalMatters' Digital Democracy reporter, Ryan Sabolo, joins us with more on his investigation alongside Julie Watts. Welcome, Ryan.
Hello.
Well, thank you for joining us. So you and Julie Watts decided to dive into this. Where did the idea begin with to start to actually track the voting record of state lawmakers?
Well, I mean, one of the things, so we have this amazing platform that takes all these voting records, all this data, all this information about the legislature and puts it into one place. And one of the things that we were seeing as we were looking through these hearings and these and the records was we kept seeing bill lawmakers, they would have objections to a bill and they would talk about that bill and they would say, I'm just not quite ready to support this yet in this hearing. And then there would be at the roll call, they would go through all the votes and you would see it, that lawmaker not cast an aye or a nay vote. Or a no vote. And so it got us interested to see what this actually looked like. And so what we did was we pulled all these voting records, over a million of them, and did a big deep dive analysis and took a look. And what we found was Democrat lawmakers vote no less than 1% of the time in thousands of opportunities.
Okay, so there's power in abstaining, in not voting at all. As a journalist, I mean, you've been in Sacramento for a long time. I mean, what initially came to your mind and also Julie's mind as well when you found out that that's a pretty staggering statistic? Less than 1% of the time, Democratic lawmakers vote no.
Yeah. I mean, my first thought when I saw this data was that it was wrong. And that, you know, that there was, that can't be right. And so we had our data team double, triple check these figures. We went through individual vote records to make sure that we weren't missing anything. And yeah, what it shows is there is, when you have a supermajority and the bills that are coming out, there isn't a lot of incentive to cast no votes on these things. And so what they often do is they just decline to vote on it.
So a no would be essentially going against your party. And in this case, it seems like abstaining to vote is just not supporting the bill without maybe optically going against your party.
Yes. So there, and this was actually a Republican who said it, but I think it's, I think it illustrates this issue pretty well. Is, I mean, the Republican that we talked to, Bill Esaley, he said that, you know, when I decline to vote, it's basically a polite no. And then if I vote no, it's an F no. And so it's and that's sort of the etiquette at the state house, that you have better be very passionate about an issue and you got to be feel very, very strongly about it to actually say no. That's kind of how the etiquette over there works.
Yeah. And I would imagine if you did the F no in your words and actually voted no on a bill, that could potentially have consequences down the line if you want other policy, other legislation to move forward.
If that's the etiquette. Yeah. But there's people like I interviewed a former state lawmaker, a Democrat, who his name's Mike Gatto. He's from Los Angeles. And he made it a policy to vote no when he objected to a bill. And his argument was, look, people sent us here to cast yes or no votes. There is no way that every single bill that you have come across your committee or your floor of desk or whatever is a good bill. It's okay to say no to these, and that's what our colleagues or our constituents expect of us.
Yeah. Well, when it comes to that lawmaker and that reasoning, it seems to be an anomaly. If you found that, you know, less than 1% of the time, California Democrats out of, you know, thousands of pieces of legislation have voted no. Are there some lawmakers that are more egregious than others in this practice?
Yeah. I mean, we've found some examples of like a very hardworking lawmaker named Mike Fong. I mean, the guy shows up to vote every day. He has very few no votes recorded because he's always there. But in 6,000 opportunities, he has never voted no, according to the data that we found. We found examples of, if you look about, there's, I believe it was 94 Democrats and senators and assembly members. Over a third of them have voted no fewer than 20 times. And each of them had thousands of opportunities to vote. Some of them have, like, we're talking like 15,000 votes and have voted fewer than no fewer than 20 times.
And so an abstaining is essentially, formally, it would be no vote recorded.
Right. And so I'm just talking about no's. Those are the ones that have just voted no. That a lot of these people have several, you know, hundreds of no votes recorded, or, you know, that just show up as either an abstention or an absence. You can't really tell in the aggregate unless you pull up each individual hearing and then find out if they were actually there. That's one of the big challenges with all this stuff is the public has no easy way. If you weren't at the hearing or you don't have access to that day's daily file, you have no way of knowing whether a no vote or what they call a no vote recorded, that it shows up online, was actually because the lawmaker wasn't there or they were they just declined to vote.
Do you have an idea? I mean, I know you looked at thousands of pieces of legislation. How far back this goes? Is this a recent trend?
We only looked through back to 2017, and we only looked at current lawmakers. But I get the sense that this has been, it's kind of, it may have grown, but it's kind of just the way things have been. And I would imagine, you know, there hasn't been a lot of incentive to change when you have had a supermajority since 2019.
Yeah, so. But even going back to 2017, I mean, you have several years at the state capitol looking at that. Do you have some examples of some bills that the consequences were maybe they were effectively killed because of these no vote recorded?
Yeah. The data showed that there were at least 15 bills last year. And I've just found one last week. That's a new one. That got killed because of people just abstaining to vote when the time came to vote on it. Several of them were fairly controversial bills that it had to do with, like, fentanyl sentencing for sentencing fentanyl dealers. There was one really high profile example that we talked about in the story where it was about sex trafficking victims. And the bill that would have increased penalties for sex trafficking victims ended up dying because of a no vote at a, or non-votes at a committee, and the governor had to get, and the Democratic leadership had to get involved because it was a big scandal. So yeah, it happens quite regularly.
I would think you think about all the time, and also just the man and woman person power that goes behind writing a piece of legislation. It obviously can evolve and shapeshift as it moves from committee and makes its way through the Capitol. But by effectively killing a bill in this way, it kind of seems like all that time and effort was in vain.
Well, I mean, the end result was the bill didn't advance. My point of looking at this stuff was like, well then why not? If you didn't support the bill, why not just say no to it? And
did you get a better understanding? I mean, when you talk to the lawmakers, I mean, you have their records. What did they say?
Most of the lawmakers did not return our calls. We had a couple of, we reached out to, you know, every lawmaker that we named that had a noteworthy voting record. We reached out to Speaker Rivas. We reached out to former Speaker Rendon's office about these trends. They either declined or, you know, didn't return messages. But, you know, when you're talking on background with staff members or with, you know, past legislators, you know, we kind of get a sense of how this stuff plays out. So.
And there are Republican lawmakers as well. I mean, they are a super minority. But when you talk with them, I mean, did they have Any views or opinions on this practice?
Yeah, I mean, it was really interesting because the Republican lawmakers actually don't vote at a greater rate than the Democrats do. They vote no more often. They will attach their name to a no vote, which makes sense. They vote no like 20-something percent of the time. But they have a higher percentage of these no votes recorded. And when I talked with the Assembly Minority Leader James Gallagher, you know, his point, which I thought was a fair one, was like, look, we're completely cut out of the legislative process. And so there could be a bill that we would support, but it has like a little poison pill in it that just I can't get behind. And so what I don't want to go on record supporting what could be an otherwise good bill, but I can't shape that little chunk of that I oppose. So that's why they vote no vote recorded more often.
Yeah, I mean, and at least in recent years, we've had these conversations on Insight. You know, the legislature can get a bad rap for some reasons. I mean, they have been criticized by having a super majority. There's the argument that it becomes an echo chamber. Right. And that if you don't really have a strong opposition, that echo chamber can be harmful. And then there's also been really like a high number of bills that are introduced by lawmakers. It has reached a record number in recent years. I mean, we're talking about, you know, over 1,000. I think last year the governor signed hundreds into law. There's also been reporting about nepotism within the state capitol. You have spouses or even children or relatives that are running for similar state districts once that lawmaker turns out. What do you think a record of hardly voting no, abstaining effectively by Democrats, what do you think that adds to what I think some would consider a sense of skepticism?
Well, I mean, it definitely lends the perspective of it kind of being a rubber stamp. It also, if you're never voting no and when you do oppose bills, or you're rarely voting no and when you do oppose bills, you don't vote on it. You know, like Gatto, the former assembly member, I mean, he says that it just takes away this accountability. It gives them an excuse to say, well, I wasn't there. I didn't vote on that. If something bad happens on a bill. And so, you know, one of the things that Gatto talked about with us was the idea that courage begats courage. And if you say no to a thing, it might be the sort of thing that stops bad legislation in its tracks, as opposed to watching bad legislation kind of limp along and just get passed without real true majorities in these committees, right?
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with CalMatters digital democracy reporter, Ryan Sabalow. Okay, so you are the digital democracy reporter. That's actually a new resource that CalMatters is offering. So what is digital democracy?
Well, this thing is just the coolest thing. It takes every word spoken in the state house, puts it into a database. It takes every dollar given to a campaign or lobbying disclosure, puts it in this searchable database. Every vote is in this database. And so basically, if you wanted to see how many times the words Taylor Swift or, I don't know, Coachella showed up last year, you can type that into a search and it will pull up every bill that word is mentioned in, or every hearing that's been mentioned in, every bill that's been mentioned in. And if Taylor Swift happened to give, I don't know, the speaker $200, it would show up. Right. And so what we've done is we've made this state house searchable, which is amazing.
Right. Because, I mean, you basically said that unless if you're in that hearing or you're watching the live stream, it's really hard to backtrack and unpack what actually happened.
Oh, and so let me just kind of for readers or I'm sorry, I'm used to print. So listeners can kind of understand if you've never tried to follow a bill in the state house. You know, you have to know where the bill's language is located online if you're not going to go to attend the hearing, right? So you have to know where it lives. They post all these hearings online in these really clunky videos that are incredibly difficult to find. They could be a 4-hour video, and the only bill that you care about is a 5-minute chunk of that, and you don't know where it is in that, right? So what's cool about digital democracy is you can actually say, I want to know about this bill. You can click on that bill. It pops up, gives you a transcript of the hearing, whatever hearings that bill has been in. You can watch the hearings. You can pull quotes from it. You can see who the supporters and opponents are. You can see how much money they've given. It is amazing.
Well, then finally, I mean, we're talking about your latest investigation, which pulls from the Digital Democracy page. Where is it going to take you next?
Well, that's the thing. We're still working on trying to find good stories through all of this. And one of the things, the idea that I think we have is that we want to show who these lawmakers are. There's 120 of them. Most of them get very little media coverage. So we want to use this platform and all this information that it gives us to shed light on who are these people and how are they influenced? How do their decisions end up getting made into law, and to show that in real time? And some of it could be just fun story. Like, I've done some fun stories just about, I see a weird bill that somebody's really passionate about. And this wasn't like a lobbyist that came to this person. This was just something like a person in this district came to this lawmaker, and this lawmaker believed in what it was and created a bill. We're also going to be using this stuff to look at how big money interests are influencing the practice over there, and how that leads to questionable legislation sometimes. So
interesting stuff. Ryan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Ryan Sabolo is the digital democracy reporter for CalMatters. CalMatters is a nonprofit newsroom that partners with public radio stations across the state. And we do have a link to their digital democracy page on our Insight page. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.